Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Welcome back to More To It, the show that takes a deep dive into the biggest stories in sports, entertainment, and culture. Start with headline news and then journey to deeper conversations. Always finding those life lessons that are presented in every single story. I'm your host, Marcel Swally. That dude
sounding like a coach, but it ain't because of that. Woo! I had one of them weekends that every single minute on the calendar was checked with some fun stuff, man. But first of all, let's start off with the love we got for each other and the foundation that we are running at Project Transition. Yes, it's a foundation, but it's a foundation being supported by you as we go out in the community and help those in need. So appreciate you guys all the time. Yeah, I always like to give y'all something in return for all your love and support. But log on to projecttransition.org and enter the sweepstakes. The next sweepstakes is obviously this book right here, Personalized, but also a one-on-one FaceTime, you and I. If you want more people there, that's on you. But it's going to be you and I. We can break bread, talk some real life, and get into some gangster stuff, right? So love for you guys. Of course, the foundation has a ton of other sweepstakes. We just went to an LL Cool J concert with two lucky winners and partied our night off. There's my voice right there. We also got crazy stuff like game experiences, throwback jerseys, and this one, I told you I got thousands of these things. Who is this? First of all, whoever it is dope as hell. I'm not going to tell y'all who it is just yet. Go beat it up in them comments. But dog, I saw this jersey. I was like, why do y'all still wear this? And what is Auburndale? Got to be a high school or something like that. Next level stuff. But appreciate you guys all the time. You know how we start off every show. Well, what's up with that dude? Started off my weekend. I went to a friend, Shaka Singor. I say his name because you probably heard of him. Does a ton of work in the community. Amazing story of redemption. If you don't know his story, basically was convicted of murder. Yeah, talks about it for real. And changed his life around after getting out of prison. A tremendous asset to the community in terms of helping people. He had a foundation event at his house celebrating Hip Hop 50. But guess who was there? In the backyard, right by his garage and his swimming pool. Guess who was performing, like, just on the stage in the backyard? La Russell. Y'all know how much I love La Russell, dog. I was like, this is insane. So I've seen him in concert before. Amazing dude in terms of inspiring you. Still talk that rap talk, but also educates and inspires every time he drops lyrics. Next level performance. Performed for like over an hour. It was crazy. Then from there, went to a bar mitzvah. My first bar mitzvah. I got invited to my business partner, Mike Lamb, and his son, Max. Went to a bar mitzvah, y'all. I swear, I was on Google all day. I was like, what do you get them? What do you wear? What happens when you get there? And I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I was jealous as hell when I left there for one reason. I was like, my people don't do this. And I didn't just mean black people. I meant my people, Wileys. But yeah, black people, whatever ethnicity that doesn't do that. And I don't mean bar mitzvah. I mean rite of passage. I mean celebrate life. I was like, dog, we do family reunions, but it ain't the same. So I swear, I don't know what I'm going to call it. But MJ, when he turned 13, he getting some mitzvah is happening in this house. The Marcellus mitzvah, I don't know. But we going to do that because that was an amazing time. All that love poured into that little dude, man. Next level. Other than that, went to the LL Cool J concert yesterday. Had some of my sister's sweet tea, which means a lot of sugar. Diabetes on drink. And I was lit. I can't even lie to y'all. Partying with the winner, the sweepstakes winner, Jackson Helton, who won the sweepstakes. You guys just donate or just enter your email. Either way, you're going to be eligible to win the sweepstakes. He won two tickets. We partying all day. Saw Darvin Ham up there partying for real, like Laker coach. And then you just partying with him. That was dope. Jimmy Jackson was there. Tremendous turnout. It was a dope one. Rakim, Ice-T, Salt and Pepper. No Spinderella. The Roots, it was sick. So, have me a weekend, y'all. My voice will be better by Wednesday. If not, oh well, we gonna plow through it regardless. All right, speaking of plowing through it, let's see what Dennis Schroeder had to do when him and his coach got into it. Y'all see this on the sideline? Oh man, I want to talk about this dynamic right here because it happens a lot more than gets advertised because typically it happens when the cameras aren't around. Practice sessions, you know, scrimmages, meeting rooms, etc. But this one happened during a timeout during the World Cup group stage match. And we saw Slovenia and Germany getting it in early in the game. And then this happened between him and Coach Gordy Herbert, right? So he was trying to tell him to sit down, basically. Gordy Herbert's like, he's screaming, Schroeder, sit down. But put them hands on him, too. Well, just them words trying to connect with him. Them hands touched him, too. And Schroeder was like, chill out. Already, I was like, oh, he on the hunt it right now. He ain't like coach trying to push him towards the bench. He's like, you're not going to touch me like that, quote. And then they went out there and balled out and won the game still. So it wasn't a major hiccup. But let's talk about how obviously this adds some intrigue and a subplot to not just Germany, but to sports when you see these type of altercations. I think a famous one is when we saw Tom Brady dog cursing Bill O'Brien on the sideline. We all wanted the audio for that one, but it was just like, dog, what the hell is he saying to Bill O'Brien? To the point Bill O'Brien left and then had to come back once Tom Brady left New England. I'm just joking. But let me just tell you this, as a former player and as a coach currently, that there has to be, and I don't care where it comes from, there has to be a built-in respect before you earn that respect. Seriously, you got to walk in just on title alone. Yes, coach. And I know right now in this era, cats don't do that. They call their coaches by the first name. I saw a little of it when I was playing. Hey, Bob. Hey, I'm like, damn, you call Coach Bob? You don't call Coach Bob to me. But, you know, I seen it before. And it doesn't mean you don't respect them. It's just like we all got a job here to do. And I don't think that you have authority over me. What you have is the opportunity to put me in position so I can show my talents to the fullest, unlock this potential. But the whole authority, that's where we get into some issues. Now, here's the issue I have when cats don't just immediately, like innately, have a respect for the coach. Once you got a relationship that is off-center like that, the whole team gonna be sitting there just collapsing, waiting for their moment for them to pounce on coach just like you can. So, like, complaining is contagious? Oh, certainly. When you undermine somebody and get away with it, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Because when that temperature starts rising, everybody going to realize, oh, I ain't got to go through this. Oh, I ain't got to deal with this. Oh, who said he right, right? And then next thing you know, there goes the team. There goes the chemistry. It's a mutiny, basically, without you always sitting there resting it. So, I look at situations like this, man, I just start giggling because the thing that used to get me the most perturbed, I'll be real, because y'all know I'm a nice guy. Like, I follow the rules. I'm a rule stickler. How do I know that? Because my daddy does and my son does. So of all things, I'm more of the rule stickler, homie. I'm a act a fool, but within the rules. I've always just felt you got more freedom when you do stuff within the rules. Here's the example. You go somewhere, and you know, my kids, I say, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. But there are a trillion other things you can do. But those three things, don't leave my sight, right? Don't go through that door, right? And don't play on the stairs. That's all I said. There's a million things you can do. And I've always found, like, every situation when I see the rules, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not see, or don't see Papa. Let me stop. The Ten Commandments. You know what I mean? Trillions of things God didn't write that we can do, but only 10 things not to do. That's how I look at life. This is how I look at this situation. I used to hate coaches. Ooh, I used to hate a coach when he was younger than me. I hated a younger coach. I just looked at him like, and it took all my might not to just shut up every time he talked. Like, because he's younger than me. I'm like, what the hell is this dude going to tell me? Especially when I'm like 26 balling and he 23 GA-ing. I'm like, dog, don't be telling me what. But I didn't say that because I didn't want that to spread. But I was like, you better watch it. You just read my body language, damn it. So that was funny. And frankly, I used to laugh inside when coaches made less money than me, which was like most coaches. And I'm like, why is this dude trying to tell me like he know everything and I got more than him? And it was just ego. Like, I know they could direct me in better places because they could see it from a different perspective and vantage point. But I was just like, man, shut up. Every time he say something, shut your broke ass. I'm telling you just how it goes, right? So I know where Dennis was in that space, mentally, emotionally. So I mean, shut up. First of all, don't be touching me, bro. Like, you ain't, like, if your teammate, hey, man, sit down. Every teammate can't get away with that. Like, Draymond to Jordan Poole at a certain time. Hey, you can't touch me no more, dog, right? But if Steph says, Jordan, sit down, and touches him, he ain't. So it's a respect thing, right? And that's why I always say, come in with a respect for your coach. Innately, just give them that salute, not just for you, but for what all y'all do, for all what y'all are trying to accomplish. So just a little funny way to get into like a little layer of not only talk through it as a former player, but encouraging us out there to salute those who invest in our own upbringings like this. Man, love for you guys. You know what you got to do. You got to go donate or enter your email at projecttransition.org, win this book, and a one-on-one FaceTime. You and I are just chopping up wood. Or you can have a gang of people on there on your side, and that is just me going at it. What it do, homie? And let's talk some real life. Also, you can win things like this. I have a lot of these to give away, and I'm not going to tell y'all who this one is, but damn, this thing crispy. Cocaine white, that blue and gold. Ooh, who is that? Beat it up in the comments. And don't go on Google and type in the damn school name and just say, who is this? Who you think jersey this is? It's pretty dope when you find out who it is, too. He better have that hanging up at the crib. All right, let's talk about this world record. 92,003. Don't forget them three. 92,003 fans attended a Nebraska volleyball match against Omaha in Memorial Stadium. So I'm not a full hater. Let me clap that up because that is amazing support and attendance. That's insane. I don't give a damn if it's football, whatever sport. 92,000 show up? Whew, that's next level. All right, so it happened on Volleyball Day in Nebraska, and it's a significant achievement for the program and the state to show that level of support. So they broke records. We saw it. At first, it was supposed to be $25 for adults, $5 for students, high school students. But it ended up going up to like $400 on the secondary market, so next level. Y'all remember going to school? I used to love when I used to go to games, and it was like a dollar. Our games used to, it's Columbia, shut up. It was a dollar. I was like, what? I am going to air game, sitting front row, fitted. I'm like loving it, especially when I played freshman ball and I wasn't on varsity at Columbia. Oh, it was balling. It was next level. All right. So a lot of players talked about it, how they were really feeling good. The middle blocker, Andy Jackson, said, it's incredible. I don't have enough words to describe it. We were talking out of the tunnel after the second set, and we heard on the speaker we had just broken the world record. Everyone was trying to stay locked in, but we were all so excited. I can't describe how grateful I am to be a part of it. Okay, it broke the previous women's world record in terms of attendance at the World Cup soccer final in 1999. Okay, I'm not going to bore y'all with too much more of the beats of this because y'all know I'm about to go somewhere. So, we know Nebraska balling. School is storied for its football program, which ain't doing so well. Which going to play Colorado this week? Which going to go ugly for you, bro? But they also known for volleyball. If you squint, you would know that about this program as well. Okay, here's the thing. Oh, shout out to Trev Albert, who's out there. He's the athletic director, and he has some good comments on it, saying how this is going to be a great moment, not only as a business model to show people the investment in women's sports is significant and can pay off, but also just puts women's sports on a grand stage. Love all of that. Let me tell you why I wasn't impressed. As a father of four kids, and three of them girls, right? I've had this conversation too many times ad nauseum. And it's unfortunate that I have to have this conversation because I think a lot of parents do. You look at your kids. All right. Nobody, I hope, out there looks at their kids and say, he going pro. It's a marathon in front of your kids. So the goal is not to go pro. But the goal is also not to have a glass ceiling in anything you're participating in terms of your efforts. Now let's have this conversation. I've had this conversation with all types of parents, including active women athletes, professional athletes. And they had to choose the sport that would allow them, if blessed, to fulfill their entire potential at a professional level. Women's volleyball does not have a robust professional league. I know a lot of women volleyball players. One, I used to live in Manhattan Beach. So if you live in Manhattan Beach, one thing's a requirement to know a volleyball player. Suckers be everywhere, right? It's amazing, too. Oh, I was single, too. Lord, 6'3" girls just walking around in flip-flops, taller than you. You're like, what the? It's like, what the hell is this place, right? Everywhere. And all of them, some of them in the pro beach volleyball tournament circuit, all of them, they're trainers at the gym. Nothing wrong with that, except if you have the talent to be a professional and for whatever reason, whether it's because of lack of interest, lack of setup and structure, they don't have a robust professional league. So all that talent, all them 8-year-olds that's playing volleyball setting and all them spikers, and you go down to these gyms in Irvine everywhere, there's girls everywhere. Boys too. Boys, y'all ain't out of this. It's just a girls conversation because they broke the record. And then, you know, they go to University of Santa Barbara, California, Santa Barbara, and they go get their scholarship, Penn State for the girls and all that, you know, got their scholarship, which is amazing. And then, what you gonna do now? And that was why I wasn't impressed. Look, I get the A for effort to try and boost this back up. Hey, what's going on with volleyball? Look at the support for volleyball. Let's get it bigger on the next level. And some of y'all already pushing back saying, well, there's the Olympics. I know Olympian volleyball players. That ain't a career. That's not even a job. It's almost like it's a commercial. Like they get famous. And everywhere they go, and they go walk red carpets, and you're like, oh, that's the women volleyball player. Olympic gold medalist. And then check the bank account, check the receipts, check the career, check the structure. Nothing there. And that's why I'm like, damn, I got three girls. So you know how the conversation go when you got girls? It's simple. Everybody like, ooh, they a little athlete. What you gonna put them in? Golf, tennis, basketball. And even the basketball comes last because knowing professional basketball players, they say, dog, you got to work 13 months a year just to get a check. You got to go overseas just to fill it up. And I know, hey, the working man, working woman is sitting there like, that's a you problem, but I'm saying it's our problem. If you see this much energy and support for something and it can't fully manifest, I think that's kind of disturbing, right? So I just looked at it when I saw all them people screaming all that loud, y'all talking loud, and the sport ain't saying nothing. The sport ain't saying nothing. That's like me, my son. This is happening with my son right now. Now, y'all know he could play some football and basketball, whatever. Is he going to go pro? I don't know. He already plateaued. He could be a man child right now. Did them kids catch him at puberty? You don't know. So I never go there. But you know what he wants to be? A Beyblader. Yeah, y'all know what. You got to let it spin. Turn it on. That song. You got to fight. This sucker is locked in on Beyblades. 3, 2, 1. Let it rip. And I love it because it's an activity. But if he were trying to be a Beyblader, he thinks he is, but if he were really professional Beyblader, we're going to have a conversation. You know that football you play? Let's stick with that. You know that basketball you play? Stick with that. Of course, them books always, I don't give a damn what. But the point is, I couldn't even like fully be like, yo, son, ain't nothing for that. People used to say that about video games, though. Remember that? They don't say that no more. Them suckers got $100 million contracts, right? What are you doing playing games all day? They ain't boring. Nah, mama, let him play. He get that scholarship. And there's a professional, robust infrastructure set up for them to do it. That's all I'm saying. Like, let's turn volleyball. If y'all interested enough, can't lie, I'm not. That hurts me because one of my best friends, he loves volleyball and his daughters play, but I go to other things of theirs. I haven't been to many volleyball matches. I just don't like this. This is why I don't like volleyball, for real. Okay, one, I suck at it. But two, all right, how do you go? Oh, this is how you serve. All right, you serve. Boom. Boom. Oh! And then they all huddle up real fast and then go back and do it again. I'm like, man, come on. But then I'm like, I love pickleball and I hate volleyball. What's wrong with me? Point being, let's talk about this in the comments, for real. Do you really think they can make a professional league of volleyball? Because if 90-something thousand people go in there in Nebraska, there's somebody out there saying, hey, make it happen. We'll support it. But then you could also say, well, they said that about the WNBA is 20-some years later, and it's still in the red in terms of revenue, right? It could be that. But I just know that when I see volleyball players on their track, and I'm like, damn, it's going to end. It's going to end abruptly. It's going to end in a weird way. It's not going to be anything for you at the end. Like, I know Venus and Serena, two girls, right? Playing tennis. Who are they? Venus and Serena, because there's a professional women's tournament out there and circuit. And then you know a volleyball player, and you're like, what's she going to be? What can she be? And I just don't like that kind of hybrid existence when you got something that is so genius, so gifted, you're so talented. And you gotta let it go, because there ain't no place to put it. So just beat it up in the comments. Let me know what you guys think. And in terms of the representation here, I love that. Men and women, professional volleyball circuit, that's major. Would you support it? Or are you like, nah, dog, just let them have fun in Nebraska and do that. And that's a wrap. Love for you guys, man. Go to projecttransition.org. I see you guys logging on and donating to the foundation. Tremendous cause. We go out there and do the work. I will be at East LA College this week talking to the kids. So we go where they need us most, and we just try to uplift them and make them greater than their greatest excuse. We know how that goes. Also, beat this up in the comments. Don't go to Google. Just go to the comments. Who jersey is this? Well, one, it could be yours if you go to projecttransition.org, or you can just beat it up in the comments and tell me, what baller is this? And it's a sick baller. Sick jersey, too. All right, let's get into this. Speaking of sick, everybody who went to TCU is sick right now. Right, Courtney? Courtney, our producer, went to TCU. Oh, you need the Lord Jesus Christ more than ever. Because Deion prays, too. And boy, his prayers were answered. First of all, college football, I don't know. I don't know how they do it every year, but the energy they bring to the sport and just to sports fans, it's special. Like, first of all, there's so many games, so you just could get them all. You're like, God dang. And then to have it all apex around a 45-42 shootout between TCU and Coach Prime and the Buffaloes. All right, so Colorado wasn't ranked before this game. TCU was 17th ranked. We know how that's going to change now. They getting in that top 25 somehow, some way. And it's funny. There's so many ways you can talk about this. And I'm not lying. Everywhere I've been, I had a school picnic yesterday. Every conversation is simply, did y'all see what Deion and the Buffaloes did? I'm like, yeah. Nothing else really talk about this weekend in terms of sports. And it was amazing to watch that, because I think what was on display was a lot deeper than just what we saw physically. And we're going to get into that. Y'all know where we go on this show. So Prime keeps receipts, as he says. He's like, look, all y'all were skeptical of me, this program, where I came from, etc. You remember when it was like this snowball avalanche of criticism about Coach Prime? And it started actually at Jackson State. When he said, I'm leaving y'all, Jackson State kind of turned their love around and said, hey, where you going? Oh, and you going to a PWI, which I never heard of until like the last year or two. I don't know. People say it's been around forever. I was like, all right, HBCU, you leaving us, that's wrong. oh, and you leaving us to go to a white school? Then they were like, double wrong. So it seemed like they turned their back on him. They had some kind of back and forth. It seemed like Deion tried to take the high road, which actually exposed him more because he wasn't trying to go all the way in on him. And you know how it is when you have an argument, a fight with somebody, and they are throwing haymakers, and you just like, stall, chill. They getting some of them punches in. They landed a few of them, right? And I think they landed a few on Deion's reputation. But thank God he took the high road. So he gets to Colorado. And when he gets to Colorado, you remember the whole Louis Vuitton speech, and he just looked around the room like, a lot of y'all ain't gonna be here, or shouldn't be. Hit that transfer portal, because we about to change this culture. And culture is not a word to hide behind, but a lot of people do. But you know, when you're talking about the thoughts, the words, the actions, the behavior, that's culture. It's y'all. Don't be, culture ain't the walls. Culture ain't Colorado. If culture was Colorado, then why aren't they still Darian Hagan, Eric Bieniemy good? How did they turn into a 1-11 program? Because the culture, y'all, players, you, administrators, y'all suck. can I dress it up any better? Yes. But let's get to the real. Y'all ain't cutting it. For whatever it may be, y'all ain't cutting it. So we gonna change the culture. And no, we don't have to change the unis. We will. We don't have to change the structure of this building. We will. We don't have to do all that stuff. We gotta change this first. And that's what Deion went out there and showed us, man. Mind over matter. One of them simple, tried truths of this world. Your circumstances, one thing. What I'm thinking, bigger than this. So it's going to happen. Simple as that. Be greater than your greatest excuse. And Deion went to a 1-11 program that got mollywopped by TCU last year and said, nah, we got this. And that was on full display. How did he do it? He did it through his son, Shedeur Sanders. We know the stats, 500 yards. No interceptions, 4 touchdowns, 4 receivers, 100 yards. Travis Hunter playing both sides. Travis Hunter going to cramp out one day. I ain't never seen nobody play that much football in that heat and then cramp. Whoa, that boy a beast. Number one overall player coming out of high school, went to Jackson State, now followed Deion to Colorado. Not going to bore you with the stuff that you probably hear everywhere because we all have been consumed with this story. But let's talk about this because he was talking about the critics. So, they were talking about his son, Shedeur. And then Deion just sitting there and paused. You know how Deion owns every room. That charisma, man, that pizzazz he possesses, man, he just went. He said, Shedeur Sanders? Question mark. From the HBCU? And then he looked at him again. He's like, the one that played at Jackson last year? The one you asked me, why'd I give him the starting job? Wasn't that you? Did y'all see that? Yeah, Deion keeping these receipts as motivation, as reminders that no matter how high you climb, and you're Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders is on everybody's, I assume, top 10 list of best football players ever, right? Like, some cats don't make everybody's list. I think Deion does. And so that guy still had to go through the fire of leaving Jackson State, trying to burn him up. That guy gets doubted left and right going to Colorado. A better opportunity, greater chance, huge redemption story, and everybody's sitting there like, nope, nope, nope. And look, already, shut them up. Shut it down. Now, let me just give you my assessment of watching this team. Because Deion did what Deion does and was supposed to do. Recruit, get new culture in here, and on the edges, be a team. So if you look at them in the skill positions, corner, running back, receiver, quarterback, yeah. But all football, especially college football, if you're going to make a difference, if you're going to really have game-changing talent, it has to be up front. And that's where they have some issues. The hogs, right? The beef. You got to have it up front in the trenches. That's why Georgia, Alabama, that's why Clemson, those types of teams that have been winning it, you look at them boys up front, not only are they gigantic, humongous, ginormous, but they can move. They ain't got just the tank. So some teams, look at the teams, judge them. It's okay to judge. Look at the teams. You see pot bellies out there, you just see a bunch of pot bellies. They just trying to get big, but they ain't get the big guys that can move. Like I'm talking about the 6'5", 310 dude. And lean muscle, like arms look like, you know, they got veins coming. Like, you see that thing right there still? All right, you know what I'm saying? And 310, that's what you see. Michigan, you see them cats. Deion gonna get them, because Deion needs them. Once he gets them, and I think this next recruiting class, yeah, he gonna still dress it up with the condiments, all those skill players. But boy, he gonna get them meat and potato cats, and it'll be a wrap. Because now, what he has, USC, UCLA, Utah, Oregon, sneak one of them. That's my, I think for this team to really like next level do it. Because I expected them to be 9-3 this year, whatever it may be. Like lose three games or so, three, four games. But they got four more in front of them that is going to be like crunchy. Sneak one of them, USC, UCLA, Utah, Oregon. And then to me, that's a success. Win all the rest of them, the Nebraskas, all that stuff. Like get them out the way. But I'm saying if Deion gets another one like this, you got to remember, this team is not fully made yet. They are dope, but it was a shootout, 45-42, against TCU in the national championship game last year, but obviously got mollywopped. And this game, they fought hard, but just came up short. So I'm not going to take anything away from it right now. I love that David and Goliath that just happened. Amazing game, amazing story. Encouraging, inspiring to walk into something desolate like that and say, I'll dust it off. I got it. I'm good. And then no love and appreciation fully from where you were. All right, that's fine. Y'all don't care. I love how Deion just always says, man, why y'all think bad about me is going to affect me? I think good of me. So I'm good. Oh, man, this dude next level, bro. Next level. So do y'all believe him now? Any naysayers, whoever. Look, you can have your doubts, but his confidence is managing those doubts. And that's what he did. And do you think the team got lucky, or do you think this team is going to be consistently good all year? And what do you just think of the team's future? I think they're going to be great. They're going to have four games that they're going to have to show up and show out, and they're going to have to do it big up front, or it's going to be a blowout. Because when you get into a long schedule season, Travis Hunter, you can't play every snap, but try it. But you're going to get physics going to take over. And that inertia from them big boys up front going to lean on these Buffaloes, and it's going to be an issue if they don't address that. So just let me know what y'all think about it, because it was really encouraging just to see this, man. Like being greater than his greatest excuse. And he had a lot of excuses, and Deion overcame him. Looking at this book, looking at this dude. That dude. I saw one of my homegirls I ran track with when I was growing up, Loya. She said, you look good, Marcellus. I was like, yeah, I like this shirt. Sometimes you wear the right shirt. Some shirts just make my belly big, and some shirts just don't. I ain't in no different shape, Loya. Love to my girl. Love for you guys. Go to projecttransition.org. Log on. Donate. Enter your email. Be in the sweepstakes. Courtney just hit me with a great idea, and on Friday, we're going to pay off that idea. All you daily winners. Yes, daily winners. So make sure you go to the website and enter. And tell me in the comments who jersey this is, because somebody going to win this jersey. I'm going to hook you up. Woo, that's a baller right there. That's a beast. Let's get into it, y'all. We got a little bonus topic right here. I'm going to go through this quick because I ain't watching no damn Team USA basketball that much. But I saw this. I was like, what? Playing Lithuania, man. Let me DJ for you, Lithuania. I'll get y'all right. You dig. All right, so we got them going out there playing Team USA. Guess who won, y'all? Guess. No, for real, guess. Oh, man. We lost to Lithuania. God dang. I mean, I know. Any given Sunday, anytime. Yeah, all right. This game right here is hilarious. And immediately I start thinking about all those NBA players that were clowning Noah Lyles. For saying, oh, no, y'all just National Basketball Association champions, not World Basketball champions. And they all start clapping back, even though Noah Lyles was 100% correct. Maybe 100% literal, too, but same thing, even as a figure of speech. Y'all can't just keep walking around here saying y'all run the world in basketball when we know what's the last, what, three, four MVPs ain't from America? Like, this game... basketball. They wanted to globalize it. Well, they got what they wanted. Suckers is everywhere balling out of control. Now, watching our team play, let me bore y'all real quick. We undersized. It's as simple as that. Though. We out there, we just running, shooting, and then it's like we're rebounds. It's like, oh, Lithuania. Lithuania was out there feasting. So that's all it is. We lost the rebound battle. They said 43-27. Simple as that. We got one big man, Jaren Jackson Jr. The rest of them, itty bitties. Go across the water and other borders. They may not have the collective talent on the same level as us, but they got the grit. They got the want to. And they got knowledge of the international game different than we do, right? Experience and knowledge. So it adds up to be a lot more of a level playing field than you would expect. But this is just another opportunity that highlights that talent ain't enough in anything you do. Talent is not enough. And we're going to find out the hard way if we're going to just try to roll our talent out there and just think that's going to do the job. Got to fill in the gaps as well. Plus, it's not connected. Noah Lyles and the NBA players talking about this because Kevin Durant ain't out there playing, et cetera. You know what I mean? But, you know, America, in our excessive pride, like our way is the only way, we're going to learn the hard way that ain't true across these borders, man. So it was pretty cool to watch the timing of this. We're still fine. We're still qualified. We're still going to be able to move on to the next level and get to the strong contention in the World Cup title. But let's just be real about that. We just got smacked in the face by Lithuania. And we slapped our own world champion in the face with American champions just because we didn't want to admit what was going to happen a week later. Isn't that crazy? Welcome to America, dang it. All that love. All right, y'all. Tell me what we need to do to just be better, other than get bigger players out there. Like, we got the players, but nobody want to play in it. Nobody really, 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 really want to play like that. So how do you think we fix our issue over there? If not, look out. We're going to be in a little trouble, right? Well, we got Italy next. We got to play Italy. Somebody on there going to beast. All right, y'all. Let's get into these comments and fuck them up. Fuck up some comments, yeah. Okay, I got to turn my phone the other way. Let's talk about the NFL preseason. Preseason is a must. Really? Now, if you're a casual fan, you don't care, but I'm a diehard Ravens fan, and I truly love football and believe those backup guys need these reps because when starters go down, oh, my God, the backups can't handle it. That it shows so fast and become a huge weakness. Let them boys get those reps. Okay, I agree with you, except the shot that you kind of took. Like, oh, you a casual fan, you don't like the preseason. Or you just buying the hype that the owners are acting like, oh, we got to see who can make the roster when they already know who's going to make the roster, the one we spending the money on and the one that's good. Like, the rest of y'all just here to sell tickets during the preseason. You know how much hot dogs cost in the preseason? They not discounted. Sucker hot dog, $9 preseason and regular season. I just love this. Oh, I got to get this point out. Y'all think that owners really, really, really care about us going to the games. They just want us to watch it. That TV money's so large, they get $100-some million at each one of them just off the TV contract alone. You know how much they make at the gate and at the games? I think it's like usually eight to 10 million per game. So you got 8 home games now, 9 some teams. All right, so you're making $64 to $80 million. Or just stay at home, watch it on TV, and give me that 100 something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's all love. They make a ton of money both ways, but they weigh way more when your ass is at home. Think about that, casual fan. All right, here we go. Aaron Rodgers is game changer. Jets are going to beat the crap out of the Patriots. It's going to be awesome that the AFC conference is going to be must-see TV. I give you that. I don't know about they're going to beat the brakes off him. Belichick just be finding ways to just slow you down, right? Belichick's way is always to just kind of like muck it up and then be there at the end and then catch a break or two and do it. He used to famously say, in the NFL, more games are lost than won. You get it? Like, you're going to mess up and I'm going to be there to clean it up and we'll be victorious. So here we go. Let's talk about Franco. A woman can be almost 45 and had 10 relationships and still think the grass is greener on the other side. Before social media, it still existed, but nowhere to the level of now. Huh. All right. I see what you're trying to say. Let's talk about this. I dated a girl seriously at 17 when I was 20. It wasn't even a thought. And outside of that, when I was 31, 32, I dated two girls who were 21 and 22, respectively. One for 4 years on and off. The rest of the girls were my age or older. I've dated women 5, even 10 years older than me. This age thing is a bunch of nonsense. People like who they like. Men have always liked young women, and the fact society is trying to stigmatize that because of pedophilia is insane. Uh-oh. It's about physical beauty and innocence for us, not about age per se. Just so happens that younger women tend to have those attributes. Wait a minute. You got any daughters? It got to be a number. I know what you're saying. All that makes sense. At 30, I'm dating a 23-year-old. Yes, yes. But at 20, I ain't dating a 13-year-old. No, no, no. I'm not. Why? I've been 13 and 20. We ain't got much to talk about. Go through that little puberty thing. Enjoy your life. Kiss some boy in the bathroom. Like, go through that little stuff. Yeah, at 20, I got bigger dreams. I got bigger things to talk about, especially 30, 40. But there is a certain number you got to protect men and women from, like, older, the predators. Like, people, they're not even predator because of their spirit, necessarily. They just too damn experienced. They're going to run circles around somebody. Macking. You remember macking? Remember when we used to say, you used to stop macking. Too damn old to be talking to them girls and boys like that. Dan Lepetard. Dan always comes out as jealous, and I think he is, in my opinion. Dan went woke. He went from a sports show that was mostly known for his sidekick dad making it funny. Everyone liked that. When he went woke, he hurt himself. As a sports fan, I understand people feel the need to use their platform for their cause, but Dan made it where the sports were second to the liberal agenda. We want sports and insight of what you guys know about sports. We don't tune in to get political views from sports media. And sure. All right. There's more to that, but I'm going to leave it there. All right. That's interesting. That's it. I ain't going to say no more. I'm losing my voice talking about all these comments, but that's pretty dope. Look, Dan Lepetard is, he's always been the one that's going to just address it all, right? And I think that's a dangerous game that we play. I feel like I do it maybe in a different way, but I do it. I like to talk about everything, everybody, all things, including me. And that gets you in hot water, but whatever. I mean, there's so many content lanes now. I don't think we're in the place anymore, but we're wired to judge it. In reality, I don't hate debate. I just prefer discussion, right? So I don't want to work somewhere where I'm not going to get properly rewarded if I'm told I got a debate. And now you're starting to see hybrids. You're starting to see shows. Even Undisputed is not debating. They're discussing more. First things first, discussing more, right? All love. So I get it, man. But all this, like, we got to hate that to love this. Just love this and just say, I don't do it. I don't hate volleyball. I just don't rock with volleyball. But I love pickleball. All right, y'all. Y'all, we finish every show. We finish it with a Wiley-ism. Yeah. I kind of do hate some sports. Let me stop. To ignore is to pay attention. Yes. Oh, this was my savior in the ninth grade. To ignore is to pay attention. Because I remember, you know, I used to watch people have beef all the time. I'm like, why y'all beefing? Oh, cuz from the other set, homie. What? Y'all really gangbanging, dog, in ninth grade? Like, can we just get this arithmetic in, right? Gangsters was banging. Preppy boy versus preppy crew. Girls, two cute girls, mad at the other girl. You know, football didn't like basketball team. I used to all this stuff, right? So then it was like, I used to keep receipts because, you know, I'm a sociologist. I like watching the patterns of behavior. And I'm just like, damn, they don't like them, and they don't like them, but he like him, but he cool with her. I'm like, damn, how they gonna make this work? And I used to watch him, and that's when I knew. Oh, he mad at him because he ignoring him. But guess what he doing? Guess how he doing it? By paying attention to his ass. Because how you gonna get, he right here, and you don't see him? 5 minutes ago, when he wasn't right there, you doing this. You doing all this. And then when he get there, this is what you do. I had to cry. I was like, oh man, to ignore is to pay attention. You know this fool here. You thinking of him more than any other time you ever thought about him. And he right there. Oh, it's the worst, right? You ever been there? You mad at somebody. Mad at your wife, mad at your husband, whoever the hell. And then you like, And then it starts closing you up. That's what it does. It boxes you in. Your energy just gets stuck, right? And then next thing you know, you acting like you ain't see him. Or worse, when you don't hear him. They be like, baby, what? What'd you say? But when y'all in a good mood, y'all all good. If you're like, yes, yes, oh yeah, let's go, let's do it. Crazy, man. So just watch yourself, man, because you're playing yourself. Everybody notices it. Everybody does it, so don't do it, right? Just move on. Just address the shit and just get through it, right? So remember, next time you see somebody mad at somebody, just laugh. Be like, damn, stop paying attention to them. You be like, what? I'm ignoring them. Nah, B, because to ignore is to pay attention.
All right, y'all. That'll do it for More To It. Check the show notes for all the information on our topics today. Today! Want to keep the conversation going? Let's talk. Find me on all socials at Marcellus Wiley. More To It is a production of Dan Patrick Productions, That Dude Entertainment, and Workhouse Media. The show is executive produced by Dan Patrick, Marcellus Wiley, Paul Anderson, and Nick Pinella. Thanks for all the love, ratings, and subscriptions, and reviews, membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. Keep it coming, because there's more coming from More To It. Talk to y'all hella soon.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.